Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. The stakes were high, and the park was alive with electrifying anticipation. At the Fluffy Meadows Park, a spectacular event titled the Ultimate Frisbee Fetch Face-Off drew crowds from all corners of our technologically advanced canine society. Proudly promoted as the event of the year, this wasn't just any ordinary throw and fetch. This was the Super Bowl of fetch, where the elite and the agile competed for the title of the ultimate frisbee fetch champion. Just one day after Paws Pilot Racing had our tails wagging in excitement, this contest promised a return to tradition with a twist. The contenders, distinguished by their fluorescent bandanas, were not your everyday backyard ball catchers. These were the cream of the crop, the masters of the majestic leap, and the marvels of mid-air maneuvers. The whole spectacle was awe-inspiring, and the competition fierce. After all, these weren't just any Shibas, they were the Shibas. The rules were simple, yet the game was anything but. Two Shiba Inus would step up to the lush, freshly trimmed green stage, each paired with their human companion, the throwers. The throw was the first test, a perfect blend of speed, angle, and spin determined by complex algorithms and the subtle flick of a haptic glove. Then came the chase, a ballet of paws, a harmony of kinetic beauty, as the Shibas bolted after the soaring discs. There were more than a few standouts in the initial rounds. Luna the Leap lived up to her name, making catches that defied gravity with elegant ease. Rocket, the crowd favorite known for his propulsive speed, dashed across the field like a furry bullet, clinching his frisbees with precision. And in a surprising twist, Boomer, a Shiba known more for his memeable expressions than athletic prowess, showed off some serious acrobatic tricks. But it wasn't just about the spectacular catches. Technology was seamlessly integrated into the fabric of the face-off. Advanced drone cams streamed every angle to the world, while VR stations allowed spectators to experience the thrill of the chase from a frisbee's eye view. It was Fetch 2.0, updated for our meme-savvy, tech-obsessed Shiba culture. As the sun poised itself to bow down for the day, the competition neared its triumphant close. The final round was set, a showdown between Luna the Leap and Rocket. The air was thick with anticipation. Every bark and cheer merged into a symphony of pure excitement. The frisbees were thrown, tracing a perfect parabola across the pastel sky, as two Shibas ran, full-hearted, towards their swirling quarry. Who won? Some say it was Luna with her high-flying catch. Others argue that Rocket's speed and relentless pursuit clinched it for him. In truth, it was too close to call, and the judges were left scratching their heads. A tie was declared, and so it was. The rule of the park remained a shared treasure between the Leap and Rocket. As the crowd dispersed under the hue of a setting sun, conversations buzzed with the exhilarating moments just witnessed. Some discussed how this could be the foundation for a new international sport, where Shibas worldwide would compete for glory. Others were already sharing memes and clips of the day's most memeable moments, ensuring that the ultimate frisbee fetch face-off would live on in the digital halls of fame. In conclusion, whether they are flying drones or frisbees, our Shiba Inu society thrives on innovation, community, and a dash of wholesome competition. Today, we didn't just witness a fetch competition, we celebrated the spirit of our unique and meme-loving canines. Indeed, when it comes to ruling the park or ruling the internet, Shibas are still the champions.